It's a shame that today those people are not here. And of course, in the old days, when the world was Catholic, and I mean in the first millennium, not even at the Council of Trent, already by that time everything had gone down the drain, you know. But anyway, if you study church history, you see that things are bad now, but they have been worse. But this is a very great feast. It is the feast of the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I mean, what? After the Epiphany, and this is part of the Epiphany, there's still one third part of the Epiphany that we have not yet visited. And also, all of them have something to do with Our Lady from Succor, whom we are also honoring this week in the traditional feast on January the 15th. So today, our Lord goes to the Jordan. And all the readings, which hopefully you have followed for yourselves, if you don't, that's your own fault, it's your own problem, because you're missing the liturgy. You know, why do we have the liturgy if we don't follow it assiduously? If we just sit there like a bunch of thugs, then what good is it? No, we need to participate. We need to be involved in the sacred liturgy 100%. And so today, we see, I cannot read the readings all over again, but throughout we see that it is announced from the prophet Isaiah all the way down that today a light has shone upon Jerusalem. Rejoice, for a light has risen upon thee, Jerusalem. And of course, we are Jerusalem today. That Jerusalem that was there then does not exist anymore, just little tiny bits and pieces of it. But most of the things that were in Jerusalem at the time of Christ are in Rome now, but and a few other places, but mostly in Rome. But the light has risen. And what light are they talking about? It is Jesus Christ, who says, I am the light of the world. And we must look at the light. We must not be afraid of the light. We should live in such a way that we are not afraid, that we do not have to worry about our sins and our transgressions, but rather that we are following him assiduously. And then we see at the Jordan, St. John announces, Ecce Agnus Dei. We still use this at Mass, right before communion. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who taketh away the sins of the world. And of course, who is that but the Son of God and the Son of Mary, Jesus Christ our Lord, who comes. And he who gives us baptism, which is the beginning of the church, the beginning of our life in the church. Without baptism, we are nothing. And we cannot enter heaven without baptism. Those who are not baptized cannot enter heaven. That is a teaching of the church. Now, I don't care what ecumenists today say, that is the teaching of the church. And of course, we're fooling people, trying to make them think that they're okay. And that is not so. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world, Jesus Christ our Lord. He is, and this is the one, he says, I said to you, there is a man, and of course Jesus Christ is true God and true man. They would not have accepted or understood if he said, there is a God who is coming. They know God is coming, but they had no idea that he was already there. The Epiphany means that God is manifested. And this is part of the Epiphany. Who was before me, and yet he is after me. Jesus was born 6 months after St. John the Baptist. And yet he was before him. Why? Because he is eternal. The divine person, united to the human person, in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is eternal with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So he was before him, even though he is after him in his human nature. I did not know him, he says. And of course, he had not ever seen him ever since the time that the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Prime Succor, visited St. Elizabeth and St. Zachary's home and brought Jesus to St. John the Baptist. And he leapt in her womb for joy because he was cleansed of original sin. And so he had never seen him again. I know I have about 50 or 60 cousins. If I met one of them on the street today, I wouldn't know who they were. The same thing with this one, who is a cousin of Jesus, St. John the Baptist. And so he did not know him. And yet, God told St. John, he upon whom the Holy Spirit will alight as a dove, the symbol of life, the symbol of fertility, of growth, and of new birth. He is the one. And so he sees him, and the Holy Spirit hovers above Jesus. It was not just Jesus that saw him. St. John saw him, and a few others, perhaps the apostles who were there, saw him. Not anybody else, because they were not open to God. You cannot receive God unless you are open to God. And of course, baptism is the first way of opening the door to God. He is the one. And Jesus says to him, you are going to baptize me. And he says, I cannot baptize you. You need to baptize me. You are God. I'm not. Jesus says, you need to let this be, because this is to fulfill the prophecies. So Jesus gives us on this day that we commemorate his baptism, and that we commemorate this magnificent and wondrous sacrament that opens to us the gates of heaven and opens to us all the graces and indulgences and merits that we impossibly receive, that we need to want to receive. They don't come automatically. It's not a welfare society, the church. It is a two-way street. We work, and he works even harder. We receive all these graces because we have been baptized. And of course, if we fall into mortal sin, then we lose everything. And people don't realize this. When you commit a mortal sin, you don't only lose grace, the life of grace, but you lose everything else that you had put aside, all the indulgences, all the merits, everything. Your heavenly bank account is emptied out. You have zero, silch, nada. And so you have to start all over again. And that is why confession is so very important. Confession is so very, very close to baptism, because it takes away sins if we are truly sorry. So today, we give thanks to God for this wonderful sacrament of baptism. I'm very, very blessed because I was baptized on the same day I was born, because I was dying. And so therefore, you know, pain and suffering and sickness have not been a stranger to me ever. They are among my best friends. I was dying, and so my parents had me baptized on the spot, and the priest, who is now up for canonization, is the one who baptized me and gave me the life of Christ, for which I am most grateful. So today, we give thanks to God. First of all, for our baptism and everything that that entails, and then all the sacraments that we are able to receive because of the sacrament of baptism. So rejoice, Jerusalem, for today a light has shone upon thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.